Fred Sweet has, among other occupations, been the editor of a country newspaper in a small Ohio town, and his memories concern farm auctions and advertisements.
I remember, for instance, the tragedy of the farm family. Oh, God. One of the reasons I went broke, Studs, was that a farmer would come into the Union Register office and he'd say, I want to put an ad in the paper, we're going to have to sell the place off. So, you know, he'd tell you what so many head of Jersey cattle and a deer hay baler and a tractor and a wagon and this and that. To all sorts of things, household goods. And then at the bottom there was always a line. I always wanted to use it somewhere. And other articles too numerous to mention. And you'd go to the auction, you know, and what would you see among the other articles too numerous to mention? There'd be a doll, and there'd be a couple of books, and a basket with a Bible and a few other things in it, you know. And the kid's wagon, and, you know, here you had the whole history of a family and all this junk in the yard. People are pawing it over and buying it for a penny on the dollar, a nickel on the dollar. Well, I never had the heart. The guy always wanted, not only did he want the ad in the paper, 25 cents an inch, 40, 10 by 4 columns, 40-inch ad, that's 25 times 40 is how much? That's $8, isn't it? No, it's more than that. It's $10. But he always wanted about 50 or 100 handbills to put on telephone posts and fence posts and, you know, well, how could you charge a guy who's dead broke for those extra 40, 50, 100 handbills? Well, you have to lock up the press and print the handbills anyway. You have to pay somebody to do that. Well, how can you charge a guy for this when he hasn't got any money? Could you have even trouble making yourself charging him for the ad in the first place?